Hello, Battleground. Steve Shinholzer here, business coach and podcaster. Hey, listen, I travel around the country and I do a lot of talk, and a lot of people come up to me all the time and they go, Steve, how on earth did you learn how to talk so great up on stage? Like, you're just natural at it. And I'm like, no, I am not natural at it. So I'd like to just spend a few minutes today and talk to you about my journey and how I think you can help to unmute yourself and find your own voice, okay? Because you got to understand, in order for you to inspire anyone else, you have to inspire yourself first. So what am I talking about? I'm talking about if you're in business, one of your jobs is to let the world know who you are and what you do so they can hire you. Well, this involves a lot of communication with a lot of people. Sometimes it's in front of one person, sometimes it's in front of many people. But you have to be able to stand up and confidently be proud of you and what you do and let the world know about it. Because quite honestly, most of us contractors, we sit home, we don't know why our phone's not ringing, and because we have not shown the world who we are. And I'm talking about doing vlogs and blogs and videos and all kinds of stuff on your website. So when people find you, they can see you talking. They can see you in action. They see your crew and your jobs and all that stuff. And they go, hey, I'd like those guys working in my house, you know, because they look like a fun crew that loves what they're doing. So like everybody else, public speaking scares the living shit out of everybody, particularly at first. I remember, you know, you remember your first class, you know, and for me, it was in college. I took a public speaking class and I had to get up in front of a class and just do like a 7-minute speech. Well, my first speech, I think I did in 3 minutes because I was so nervous. I just yakety yak really fast the whole time. So this does not come natural to me, or pretty much to anybody else. So one of the things that I learned, after I sold the swimming pool company, my wife said, hey, Steve, you're getting kind of fat. You need to join a gym. So I did. And a month later, I actually became a spinning instructor. I didn't have a job. So what the hell? Well, that class was nothing but me getting up in front of 20 people on 20 bikes. I got the microphone. I'm jamming the tunes. And my job is to put you through a workout, but not a boring ass workout, one that's fun and entertaining. So that hour class goes by in like 5 minutes, and all you know is you laugh. It was really quick, and there's a puddle of sweat on the floor. So in my journey, first thing I had to do after I got, you know, certified to be a spinning instructor, the gym held a music class. And what is this? It is how to make your own music to play while you're having classes. Every aerobics teacher does this, right? They either get, you know, pre-recorded crap, which is, you know, it's crap, or they pump in their own tunes. So the premise is this. If you make music that moves you, not them, but you, see, because if you get motivated, then you have a shot to motivate others. If not, they'll sense your lack of passion. In other words, they said, do not play music or record music that you think the class will like and that you don't like. Always have music that you like so you get psyched up. You can psych them up, okay? You got to know your topic. This is very helpful. If you know what you're talking about and you get excited about what you're talking about, you hear it in my voice right now, you got to have some passion. Because this passion, if you share it with the world, they will want to be around you. People love positive people, okay? I don't know if you're, you know, how your website's going right now, but when back in 14, 15, something like that, we just started this whole you ask, they answer, meaning we put every question we've ever been asked in the form of a video blog, a vlog, on our website. And of course, it was me and my two future partners, Mike and Andrew. And they were like, how do we do this? I'm like, I got no idea. I've never done this before. So here's what we did. We set up two cameras, two lights in my basement. a nice sign, and then it's a backdrop. And then I literally took a class on how to make a movie, a short movie with your iPhone. So we had a tripod and all that kind of stuff. So we sat down at my desk upstairs and we wrote down 20 questions that we've always been asked. Like, how much do you feed your fish? Do you have to fertilize the plants? What's the right water level in the pond? What do you do about algae? All these questions that people, the same ones, you get them. You get the same questions over and over. So the idea is to put all that, you know, on your website so they're educated by the time they get to you. And hopefully they like you. All right. So we write the topics down. They go, okay, now what? I'm like, follow me. We go down to my basement and we just put up the camera, put the lights on. I just stood in the backdrop and they were like, how do we do this? How do we do this? And I'm like, read me a topic. And they go, how much should you feed your fish? Okay, press go. Hey, Steve, Premier Pods, how you doing? You know, I get asked a lot. How much do you feed your fish? Well, it all depends. The first pond I had for 6 years, I didn't feed my fish at all. They just lived off the bugs and the plants and the algae, and they were great. They didn't grow too fast, but they were great. Mike over there, he feeds his fish twice a day. They're monsters. You know, it's just like people. You eat a little bit, you stay skinny. You eat a lot, you get fat. Well, his fish were fat, but it wasn't necessarily harmful for them. They just eat what they eat. Okay, so, you know, if you want to feed your fish, go for it. It's really pleasurable. If you go out of town for 2 weeks, your fish will be cool. Don't worry about it. So I hope that answers your question. Boom, that was it. And they were like, man, that was good. Okay, Mike, get up there. Just stand right here. Ready? Here's your topic. How do you control algae in a pond? Well, what am I supposed to say? I'm like, Mike, you know the topic. Don't act like you're in front of a camera. Just talk like we're in my driveway. Okay. Hey, Mike, Premier Ponds. You know, I get asked a lot, how do I deal with this algae stuff? And he just goes on literally for 3-5 minutes and just tells it. And that's how we did it. And in that day, literally, we made 20 vlogs. And I sent them all to Logan, who take care of all my website stuff at CGN. And he just uploads them all and makes a nice, beautiful page, about frequently asked questions. And they're all in video form and written form too, for those that just like to read. But that's how we did it. So there's no special magic. You just have to get up, press go, and speak. Put a smile on your face, because when you talk with a smile on your face, it comes through.
If you're watching this, it's for a reason. Check it out. There's a link down here. It's thecontractorfight.com/chief. When you click this link, you're going to get access to the Shin Fu. You are going to learn how to start pre-qualifying clients to make sure that you are getting in front of the people that are going to do business with you. Stop wasting time on people that aren't the right fit. I'm not saying they're bad people, but they're not the right fit for your company and they're not going to do business with you. Stop wasting your time and use your time effectively to become profitable. You guys, hit the link. You owe it to yourself to do this. See you then.
Other ways that you could practice this, getting up in front of people and just telling people. I used to hike in the woods all the time, by the way. I hike every day. I would out loud, while I'm hiking, give my speeches, go through my bullet points, give a presentation all by myself in the woods. It's called practice. You just have to get the words out of your mouth and hear yourself say them a couple of times. So when you're on stage or you're in front of the client, it's not the first time you're saying them. It's over and over and over. So you got something out there called Toastmasters. And this is where you get up and you practice public speaking in front of people. I've never done that, but I've heard a ton of people that do it. And they all told me it was really great for them. I went through Dale Carnegie training. This was back in the 1990. And it's the same thing. You show up every single week. There's a bunch of business people in the room, probably 50 of us. You break up into little groups. And everybody had to give like a 3-minute speech to your group every single week. So that was nerve-wracking, but it also taught me how to get up in front of people and give a speech, a short speech. So that was good. public speaking, remember, it just freaks everybody out. So you just have to do as much of it as possible. So if you're in the battleground, most likely you're doing role plays. And role plays are a form of public speaking. Because think about it. You're saying things, words that quite honestly don't come natural to you because you're copying phrases like, hey, you know, I'm a really good plumber, but I'm not the greatest salesman. I might sit here and try to, you know, replumb your whole house and you don't want it replumbed. You know, you got to say these things over and over. And by saying these on the role plays, by the time you get to the client and you say it, it sounds more like you. I remember the first time I was saying things like this, you know, the Shin Fu questions and that kind of stuff and shutting my mouth. It was so hard. But all that practice just builds and builds and builds. And voila, you got who you got today. So how do you do this? How do you get the confidence? Just repeated role plays, repeated getting on stage, repeat, just talk to yourself in the woods, you know, just give your speech or your shtick, whatever you got, out loud so you hear yourself. And once you get positive feedback from people, like, you know, with the role plays, the contractor goes, hey, dude, that was really good. Or, hey, dude, that sucked. Or, hey, you got to work on this. You know, you just, after a while, like I used to do this in front of my spinning class. Literally, I'm in these tight, you know, Lycra shorts, you know, clip-in shoes, microphone, music blasting, 20 people in front of me. We're sweating our ass off. And I'm like, hey, I'm developing this technique to sell you something. So I'd like to practice it here. And so who would like to be my guinea pig? And we'll just say you want your house painted. And because it doesn't matter to me what industry, it's all the same thing. And so the other people, they would spin. I would take a song and I would go through my 5-step Shin Fu process in my spinning class. And then I would ask the class, hey, did it sound used car salesy or was it like real? And they were like, no, Steve, that sounded natural and real. And I would paint my house with you. And I'm like, oh, because I feel cheesy saying all this stuff because it's all part of my process just starting and it wasn't natural to me yet, but it got to be very natural to me. Other ways, just for myself, for instance, when we started this pool company, within 3 years, we were a big ass company. We would have these crab feasts with a couple of hundred people. These are all the employees that would come by that would work for me and all of our premier clients. And there would be about 200 people at these crab feasts every single year. And I would get up and honor our employees. I didn't have a game plan or anything. In fact, the first year I did, I didn't write all their names down. I'm just looking around the room. Thank God I didn't miss anybody. But after that, I at least had their names. And I had to get up and just say nice things about the employees. Hey, here's Susie. She started with us 2 years ago. She runs accounting. Man, I would not want her job, and she is fantastic at it. You know, that kind of thing. So it was just talking in front of people, just gushing over my employees. The Dale Carnegie classes, I just had to talk every single week. All my company meetings, you know, I'm in front of, you know, if we have a full-blown company meeting, that was 50 people. Our three offices together, that's 50 people. And so, you know, you got to make sense to these people because they're all watching you. And again, that's public speaking. Again, 18 years as a spinning instructor, I was just an entertainer, baby. That's where I learned. And I, you know, something funny? When I was on the bike, I got injured one time, so I couldn't actually cycle, but I had to run class. So now I'm walking around close to the people, looking them eye to eye and trying to motivate them. And that was super hard. That taught me a lot because I couldn't hide behind my working out on the bike. Come on, go, go, go. I had to stand in front of them like without a bead of sweat on me going, come on, move it, move it. Like now I'm in their face like a military drill sergeant, you know, but that again, hard at first, practice, practice, practice. I got to speak anytime I got to speak at build a pond days, pondominium, pondemonium, all these big conventions and stuff that the pond world had. They would always ask me to speak and I would corral these build a pond days. 50 contractors would show up to learn how to pond, you know, build a pond. I would run these things. And so there's more public speaking in front of a bunch more people. You're talking about the holy grail of communication, the CSA. When Tom and I started the CSA, Contractor Sales Academy, you know, whatever, 10, 12 years ago, what a lesson in communication that was. My God, every single week, Tom and I are doing webinars and podcasts. You know, this is just talking, talking, talking our stuff. And our stuff works. We make a lot of money. We're just trying to share it with the world. So we have a hell of a lot of passion behind this. But that whole, this whole battleground, CSA, it's now the contractor fight, you know, it's just nothing but nonstop talking. And being passionate and being correct and knowing our subject matter. And we've helped thousands of people. And every time one of you gets better, we just beam. It gives us more confidence to talk out loud to more people. So those are big stages up on the contractor events, all the podcasts, like I said, all the webinars. Okay, so all of this, believe it or not, will prepare you for a better life. Okay, it really helps to grease the wheels of your path going forward. So, I mean, I'm down here in Florida. I moved, you know, I'm getting divorced. And so I'm by myself in this villages and I didn't know anybody, but I'm thriving because I have the communication skills. I'm not afraid to just go up to four people and go, "Hey, I'm Steve. I'm brand new. You know, what advice would you give me, you know, when you were brand new? And what would you tell me right now?" It's that kind of thing. I can just walk around and they are happy to share. Okay. So listen, you just need to go forth, unmute yourself, find your voice, and let the world know that you are here to contribute and you are here to help. Okay? It's like Spock used to say, go forth and prosper. That's how you're going to do it. So get off your butt, go downstairs in a room with a mirror and just practice by yourself, and then move along to role plays, then move along to small groups. Then if you can, get invited to get on a big stage and talk or in front of a big piece, go for it. Just pick something you know about, that you love, and you want to share. So that's it for today. Unmute yourself and find your own voice and have a way better life. Until next time, this is Steve with the Battleground. Thank you very much.